This is Andrew Weiler here from strategiesinlanguagelearning.com. How to improve memory? Two ways to deal with the question of how to improve memory. Most of the articles I've seen on how to improve memory don't necessarily relate to the needs of language learners. I will look at two different ways to improve memory. As a language learner, you not only have to remember what you learn, but what you learn also has to be integrated into a growing framework of language. So you have to more than remember a word, sound, phrase, etc. At the same time, you need to know how to use it and when to use it. This takes more than what we need to do to remember, for example, a president or a capital city. The growing area of brain science tells us that learning is like laying roads. A new bit of language has to be connected to the other language in our brain, so we need to form connections. The initial one we made may be just like a path we've beaten out, hard to find, overgrown with weeds, etc., suitable for walking only. Then as we use it more and learn more about it, the path becomes more defined and easier to walk along. And then, if we want to have faster access, it needs to be at least smoothed out a bit and widened. In the area of language learning, that would relate to using what we learn in more varied situations and with more accuracy. This requires work on our part to refine our understandings and usage as we listen, speak, read or write. As we use what we learn more and more, we are laying better roads, so the information can travel up and down the roads faster. Then the asphalt of bitumen needs to be laid down to make the road even smoother and faster. Extended usage is what forms a myelin sheath from the brain cells to our mouth, ears, etc., which enables the information to pass up and down from our brain to our body. By the time the multi-lane highways are laid, the new usage is travelling virtually instantaneously. Not all practice will give you the results you want, so have a look at a post I wrote on effective language practice which can improve memory. It talks more about the kind of practice you need to create to improve your memory for what you are learning. The second way to improve memory relates to the biological functioning of the brain. The brain has needs just like the rest of our body. We need to maintain it in the face of deteriorating physical conditions in the wider society. In many countries with an ever-expanding population, there have been increasing demands made upon the land to produce food. At the same time, there has been insufficient fertilizing. Most farmers use NPK, a combination of three minerals, to fertilize the soil, whereas the body needs an excess of 60 minerals every day. As a result, there has been a severe degradation in the quality of soil and hence crops. Put together with early harvesting, long periods of storage, and the growth in the fast food industry, there has been a documented decrease in the amount of nutrition we have access to. Nutrition is a key aspect to health, including brain health and energy levels. The following steps can help you to improve brain function. Every brain cell is encased in essential fatty acids, EFAs. A lack of EFAs will affect brain function as the brain cells lose some of their integrity. Taking EFAs has been seen to improve brain function. Beware of some fish oil, as much of it is contaminated with mercury. Adequate levels of antioxidants are needed to repair the oxidative damage that happens in the brain and the rest of the body, with resulting impacts on functioning. Antioxidants are formed in fruit and vegetables when they ripen on the plants. As much of it is early harvested, we don't get a lot of antioxidants from them. Also, as we get older, our ability to create antioxidants plummets. Taking a combination of a number of antioxidants can help reduce oxidative stress on the brain. 3. A plant-based mineral supplement drink, supplementing the missing minerals, can help every function in the body to work better. 4. Reduce sugar and refined foods consumption, white flour and white sugar, as they help form neurotoxins. Adequate levels of protein are needed. Neurotransmitters are made of protein. Next, excessive stress can also reduce the ability of our brain to function at its best. And the last one, the brain is made mainly of water, so ensure adequate water intake. Note that soda pop and caffeinated drinks dehydrate you. The important thing to realize is that if you improve your memory biologically, but don't improve the way you approach language learning, the improvements you can expect will be less than optimal. Hence, the question of how to improve memory needs to be approached from different vantage points. This is Andrew Weiler. Thank you.
This is Andrew Weiler here from strategiesinlanguagelearning.com.